Hey, this is Val Selby, and after over 20 years online, I can track where my mindset has blocked me. If procrastination, imposter syndrome, and a lack of focus have been blocking your biz, then Val Full Volume is here to help you see choices you are making. Get ready to use your expertise to collaborate like a pro as you create the business of your dreams. Now is the time to make changes and live your best life. Let's get to it. Hello, hello. I'm so glad you are here today. It is episode 100. Wow. And I'm not coming into this one saying, oh, I thought I would never get this far. I did. That was the plan from the beginning. That's why I set myself up with my podcast manager, my amazing podcast manager. It was because I am in this for the long haul. And I knew that I was going to need help to push me. Just push me to keep me on track. So bless the team for keeping me on track so that I am here at episode 100. It's a milestone, right? Which is kind of weird because wouldn't 104 be the milestone since that's 2 years? Maybe. I don't know. Let's overthink things. It's always a good idea. Let's just overthink things instead of celebrate. No, celebration. It is episode 100, and let's see where the hell this is going to go. I'm recording this right before I'm taking off for my trip to Mexico with my husband to celebrate our 30th anniversary. Super excited. It's our first trip to Mexico. And as you can see here, if this is not your first time here at Val Full Volume, we are going through a rebrand. I am back to my favorite pink, bringing it back. I love my fuchsia pink, my hot pink. I don't know, might be the 80s girl in me. And I was laughing with my husband as well. I was laughing, telling my husband, because I had needed swimsuits because, I mean, I live in the Seattle area, seriously. How often do I wear a swimsuit? We don't go hang out at the beach or anything. So I needed swimsuits. And then, of course, I had to buy other clothes as well. And I was laughing as I'm telling him. I'm like, so there might be some photo shoots that need to happen because I might have bought most of my clothes because they're my new branding colors. So when we're in Mexico, I'll probably have to be that girl and have you take some new pictures. He's like, what? Like, yeah, that's happening. Like, totally happening. My swimsuits and some other stuff. Like I said, it's kind of on brand with my new brand. So anyways, that's not why we're here. We're not here. Well, we are. I mean, could it come at a better time? I mean, right now, as you're listening to this, if you are listening to it on day one, this is actually launching on my 30th anniversary. So how cool is that timing? My 30th anniversary. That's the one that I want to go, wow, 30 years? How can that happen? It was like 10 years ago, you know? Like, so much has happened in those 30 years. But okay. Anyways. I wanted to go over, I pulled out some things from past episodes, and I wanted to just reflect back a little bit, because obviously 100 episodes, I'm not going to reflect back on a lot of stuff. And if you were one of my guests, please don't get offended if I don't mention our episode. I've had a lot of guests, and I'm not going to go through everybody on here, and I've loved every one of you that have been my guests. If you want to be a guest, by the way, I'm booking. I absolutely have a blast listening and recording with people and getting their expertise and how much I learn from others when I bring guests on. So I love doing that. I love doing that. So if you want to share your expertise, come on and get on my schedule. Tell me about it. Let's have a conversation. Let's jump into some of the people I'm going to start off with, some of the people that I have met thanks to the podcast. So This first one, I am going to let you know, I didn't mark what episode it is, but actually, if you go get my freebie, if you go get my opt-in, you'll get the links for the three-part collaboration series that I did. But this first person came because I recorded with her because I did my first and foremost favorite thing to do for collaboration. I replied to an email. There was an email I was back and forth on the membership because I was in the membership and I saw at the bottom, I was talking to her team and at the bottom I saw they were looking to book her for a podcast. And so I'm like, yeah, why the hell not? I figured it would be a no because I figured she's busy because I know she's busy. I know she's a busy lady. I follow her and I'm in her membership, her email marketing membership, as a matter of fact. So you might know that I'm talking about Liz Wilcox. So I had her on because I did my own rule of replying to emails and they were a hell yes. And I got on and I had the best time getting to know her and I will have her on again. I'm going to record with her sometime this summer. We're not going to record now because she's under contract to not have interviews. If you don't know Liz, right this very minute, she's on, you can watch Survivor and she's on Survivor. So as soon as that opens up this summer, she and I are going to have a conversation. And yes, of course, I want to hear about Survivor, but a big thing that I want to hear when we recap, when we catch up, is I want to hear how she set up her business to be gone for weeks and weeks and weeks like she did. That's the magic I want to pull from her. And I'm excited to hear all about everything. So Liz Wilcox, the fresh princess of email marketing. That was one of my own collaboration rules that I did. Yay, me. So that was one of the new people that got brought into my life, which is hilarious because she's friends with, I mean, we are 2 degrees of separation with our friends list. Like, it's crazy that we had not even talked before recording. So my number two for new people that were brought in because of the podcast is Beatrice Chalette. And this one has some backstory. This recording happened on a reschedule, and I will fully admit it happened on a reschedule because of my anxiety. This was before I started getting medicated, and my anxiety was so high that I couldn't record. Oh, I hate thinking back to that. There's still days that I battle with that, but it's the worst because then I'm just was beating myself up because I did it. So lovingly, she rescheduled. And I am so thankful that she rescheduled. We had, of course, we had an awesome conversation. It went into her trip for self-discovery that she was going to go into. And most importantly, so her episode is 86 and growing your authority for impact. Most importantly is we ended up connecting. With how much was going on, I did kind of put off the like uncovery session that she wanted to do with me. I knew I really wanted to do it. And I think that that's why I kept putting it off. I kept going, can't this month. And I know now I can look back and go, it's because I knew I was going to work with her. And I had to be in that position where I could comfortably work with her and my schedule would be open and my brain would be open so that I could. So the podcast brought to me my new strategy coach, and I am looking forward, like crazy looking forward to getting hyper-focused, super focused in my memberships and getting everything streamlined. And she's going to help me do that. So yay, Mouthful Volume for bringing Beauty to me. I appreciate that so much. And then of course, I mean, this is the one, don't get offended if I'm not mentioning you. I have recorded with longtime friends, of course, because that's who you book when you first do podcasts, right? So I've had longtime friends on here. And I actually probably should go through my friends list again and grab some more or reconnect and do an update. But I loved having a recording with my friend Angela Wills. We did Creating a Business with Lifestyle Freedom. That is her gig. That is her expertise, is creating her business so that it works around her life, not the other way around. That's a huge message for her. So that's episode 28. And I have known her for well over a decade. I was previously in memberships. I met a lot of my friends through her membership. Even some of my coaching clients I've met through her membership way back in the day. So listen to that one. Listen to that one if you are looking to get more of your lifestyle freedom within your business. And I think we all are striving a little bit more for that, right? Because it's one of the reasons why we work for ourselves, is we want to have the freedom to do what we want. And also my friend Jennifer Burke. We talked emails. She loves to do emails. She loves to talk about emails. She's my tech go-to. She loves techie stuff. If there's a program, a platform, she has most probably tested it out. So I always ask her first what she's thought of it. And our brains work similarly. So it tends to be an easy, if something wasn't really working for her, I know that I'm like, okay, well, I'm glad I asked, because I'm not even going to bother then, because that learning curve is going to be insane. She's also, speaking of learning curves, she was my go-to gal for when I switched to ActiveCampaign, because ActiveCampaign blew my brain. I was kind of using ConvertKit and kind of getting it. I'd set everything up the way that one of my clients had it set up. So I don't think I was using it well, ConvertKit that is. But then I knew, you know, a couple of my friends switched to ActiveCampaign and they just loved it. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to leave my longtime grandfathered huge account at AWeber. It was so cheap and so many subscribers that I had on it, because I'd been on there since the beginning of time, and it just wasn't doing what I wanted. It wasn't growing with what I thought I needed to do for my email list. And I do not regret letting that go. I couldn't afford more than one program at that time. Like right now, if I was going to do it, I'd probably keep it. I don't know why. I think I would just keep it because it was so cheap, but that's hoarding. That's boring and ridiculous. I'm just going to take this statement back because it was ridiculous. But I got into ActiveCampaign, and I even was using the tutorials. I was watching the videos. If you know me, that's not usually my thing. I usually make everything difficult for myself and I just start clicking and doing stuff. And I didn't on this one. I'm like, okay, I want to get set up from the start well. I want this to be good when I set it up. Let's set up for success. And I was in there and I was just like, oh, what in the world? What is this? And what's that? And how is that connect? And oh my gosh, I'd never done tags before. So it was totally new to me. And the beautiful thing was I just hit Jennifer up and I'm like, okay, give me borrow your brain. I think that's what she calls it, the borrow your brain coaching sessions. And I'm like, give me your link. Here's my credit card. I need you now. Like not tomorrow, not next week. I need to book you now. And I'm so glad I did, because she set me up for success. And I love ActiveCampaign. I know a lot of people have switched away from it, but I don't have a reason to go anywhere. I love it. It works. It works. I don't want to go someplace else and have to learn. I'm just going to stay where I'm at. So we did a lot of talking about email, because that's our thing, talking email back and forth. And of course, what's a couple of episodes of mine. I've done so many solo episodes. I wonder how many. So many solo episodes, and especially because of a lot of the times with my anxiety, I just couldn't get on with somebody I didn't know. I didn't want to record with anybody. Actually, it wasn't even somebody I didn't know. It was the anxiety was just a no to talking to somebody else during that period as I was learning to go talk to a doctor and get some medication. So there was so many solo episodes, right? And, you know, because I like to talk. It's okay. It's my thing. It's my jam. So just a couple of the episodes that I pulled really quick that are helping with my new theme that you probably are seeing on here. I'm coaching the decades of biz BS, because I am personally still and always will be working through uncoaching all of that garbage that I have heard over the years. And okay, so let me take that back. It's not necessarily that it's all garbage or a lot of garbage. It's the delivery that you should do this. You need to do this. You have to do this. If you want your business to be a success, this is the way to get there. And there's one way, right? No. No, 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 no. That's the garbage I mean. It's the delivery. There's not one single way to do our business. And unfortunately, if you coach with me, you'll learn that, because I'm going to make you do it your way. I'm going to guide you through, absolutely. But your gut feeling, your gut intuition is your brain and body telling you this is the right way to do things. So part of our process with my coaching is we're working on it. Together of trusting yourself again. And I believe I had a couple episodes. I didn't pull those ones, but I do believe I have a couple episodes like that. But I loved my episode 75, which is hilarious because that's my husband's old football number, 75 and fucking fail. And that does have to do with what I was just talking about, because one of the biggest problems we have with our business is we are so many of us, and I do mean us, me. So many of us hate failing. Hate it. We don't like it, right? Feeling feels icky. Failing is just like, ugh, it doesn't feel good, right? Right. We want to be success. I want to do everything the best every single time, which keeps us small. Because if I'm not going to be the best at it, there's been so many years where if I'm not going to be the best at something, I'm just not even going to try. And I realized this. This is why I didn't play basketball. I was killer on defense, but I didn't grow up playing basketball. I grew up playing soccer. I grew up with my ballet lessons. And you have to practice. You're going to fail when you're trying to make baskets, right? Well, I wasn't good at it immediately. So I just like, whatever, I'm not even going to care. I'm not, I think I went to 2 days of tryouts, 2 days of tryouts. And I'm like, no, I'm not making baskets. I'm done. So it's deep seated, deep rooted that I don't want to fail either. And so that's what that episode is about, because that episode is about, not about the basketball, that episode is about how important it is for us to be failing, because failing means that we are doing. And the only way to become successful is to do. I'm not going all Yoda on you, is to do. We have to do the things. Also, let's go. I got to wrap this up. So we've also got episode 40, Uncover the True Causes of Procrastination. And it's just, you know, me working through my self-sabotage of procrastination. And I've done it since I can remember, the procrastination. You know, I think it does have to do with the failure idea. And anyways, you can go listen to it, right? You can go listen to it. So many great episodes that are on here. Yes, I do say so myself. And I know my listeners have said so. I know I appreciate it when you have come to me and said, you know, that episode, especially when it's an episode that was scary for me to put out. I appreciate the hell out of all of you when you respond and let me know that, you know, something helped you, something touched you, resonated with you. Coachy word. I love it. I love it when you respond and engage. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Is connection and connecting. So I am excited for the next 100 episodes. I will be digging in even more to this whole uncoaching concept that I have of let's work on us knowing and trusting that we do know what we're doing. Scary. It's so scary. And yes, we need help. Of course, I just told you I have a new coach. I need guidance. I need assistance. I need, you know, help through and especially through the growth. But I'm learning, and this is why Beate is such a great coach for me. I'm learning to trust myself, to trust my instincts, to trust that I do know areas of my expertise, and I'm going to know them better than somebody else, even sometimes coaches, right? So trust yourself. And here, cheers to another 100 plus episodes and a lot of great information coming your way and a lot of great new people that I will introduce you to. So thank you for being here. And I am off to pour another coffee and celebrate episode 100 as I get to packing for Mexico. Thank you. I appreciate you so much for being one of my listeners.